Hey, and welcome back to yet another episode. I'm so excited because I'm sure that you clicked on this episode because of the title today. It's all about maximizing profitability and techniques for financial success. And today we're going to be deep diving into a conversation a lot of people love to have, but don't like to implement to get the data. And that is all about how to truly track the profitability per client and how to use that data as well. So I think a lot of people want to talk through, like, this is how you calculate it, but what about how to analyze it? What about having those hard conversations? What are the things we need to tweak in the business or change? Maybe you need a price increase. Maybe you need to retrain your team. A lot of that data will come from knowing and understanding your profitability per client. And today that is what we're going to tackle in today's episode. So I'm going to be covering things around analyzing and increasing your profitability per client. I'm also going to touch on some client management and financial optimization, those different tips and tricks. And at the very end of the episode, I'm also going to be covering how we cover in depth a lot of this information inside of my group coaching program, Breakthrough. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I do recommend that you do bring a pen and paper because I talked about a lot of very tactical and specific things that you can do in QBO for specific journal entries to help you set up this information to get the data that you need. So I do recommend that you come with resources because there's a lot of information here. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Do you ever feel like if you had actionable systems in place that it can actually take your practice to the next level? Can you imagine the freedom you'd gain from finally getting everything out of your head and into a system that can help you move things on autopilot? Do you ever feel like you want to hire help for your practice, but you just don't know where to start? Trust me, I get it, and you're not alone. But it doesn't have to be this way. You're kick-ass at doing the bookkeeping and accounting work. There's no doubt about that. But you struggle to maintain the systems and operations of your business. Am I right? But don't worry, that's where I come in, the workflow queen. I'm going to guide you on how to implement tech, systems, and automation in your practice so you can scale bigger, hire better, and break through to the next level. I can't wait to support you here on the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang. So let's talk through a very sexy conversation that a lot of people love to have, which is all about profitability and the direct profitability per client and even for your firm as well. So in today's episode, I'm really going to be covering maximizing profitability techniques that you can use for financial success in your bookkeeping and accounting firm. I'm really going to focus a lot on today's episode about analyzing and increasing your profitability, especially for those of you who might not be correctly pricing your clients, or you're not even sure if you are or not. Maybe you just got an idea from someone else in a Facebook group or from a program you took about what you should price, but you're not even sure if that's actually going to price you for long-term growth. We're also going to touch on some client management and financial optimization. So I'm going to give some tips and ways that I'm able to track my client profitability, just so that way you can walk away from this episode with some great key things that you could be using as well. So let's go ahead and dive in. I've got a lot for this episode for you guys. I know that this is a topic that a lot of people love to talk about, mostly because who doesn't want to talk about how we can be profitable in the business, right? So let's start from the very beginning. I really want to talk about analyzing and increasing your profitability. So before we try to like dive into really analyzing your profitability, we really need to think through, well, are you actually even tracking this information? Do you even know this? So if you're listening right now and you can't tell me right now per client, I'm talking per client, what's your profit margin per client? If you cannot answer that question, then I really, really hope that you get a pen and paper and you get ready, because one of the most important things is to know that you're even profitable. You need to be tracking the data. So yeah, you might be telling yourself, well, Alyssa, you know, I do have my books. Like, I know how much money I make like overall for my firm, and I know my overall profit margin. That's great. And that will get you to a really great point. But I think that as you scale your firm and as you continue to grow and grow, you will find that you need more deeper data that's going to really help you to leverage, like, are your clients not only being a time suck, but also maybe like you're losing money on your clients. So in my program Breakthrough, we have a lot of students that when they go through, because we have a module dedicated to our offers. And so it's not like offers from a newbie stage. It's offers from you already have been in business for quite some time, and maybe you haven't been pricing correctly. But what we do with our students is we have them analyze all of their current clients and their list and see their true profitability, if their time sucks, if it's something that they're not happy with this client, and so on and so forth. And a lot of our students, because they get to submit homework reviews, they submit their homework, and a lot of the things that I'm seeing as a trend is a lot of students who come into Breakthrough are at this stage where they are wildly losing money from all of their clients because they're really undercharging. So if you are listening right now and you're charging, like, I don't know, your baseline is $200 a month, I'm telling you right now that that is way too low. It is just not sustainable for long-term growth, especially as you want to grow your team. You'll just get stuck in this like cycle, this vicious cycle of constantly undercharging your clients and never being able to afford someone to support you as the business grows. And so it's a really eye-opening experience for all of our breakthrough students that they go in and they submit this portion of the program. A lot of them do go end up changing their pricing, do the price increases, and they come back saying like, I'm way more profitable, I can afford my team, and they're continuously growing. And so I just want to preface that like I have seen through my students all the different ways that people charge. And I'm telling you that the industry standard is a lot of people are really undercharging, and we really need to collectively as a group start to adjust our baseline to be no less than a certain amount, right? For my firm, our monthly fees, the smallest package, nothing goes less than $400. Every one of our clients has to be on a package over $400. Our average invoice value per client is, I believe it's around $895. So that's like our average fee that we mostly sell. And so just so you know, I don't know if that helps anybody. I don't know. I also work with just like basic service providers, e-commerce brands. The e-commerce brands are minimum. We go no less than $600. Because e-commerce is very complex. So if they're an e-commerce brand, they immediately have to be at least at a $600 package and above, because there's a lot of complexities, a lot of different software we have to use to integrate with it. But service-based and like our course creators and our coaches, minimum is $400. Rarely ever do our clients ever meet the minimum. They're usually higher than that, but that's our baseline. So I really encourage you, if you're listening, if you are currently maybe your baseline is like $100 or $200, I encourage you that next time you get on a call and you send out a proposal, just increase it just by a little bit, just $50, just $25, and see if people take it. You're going to get more no's than you are yeses when you start to increase your price rates, but I'm telling you, you find quality clients that your team is actually happy to work with. So I just want to kind of like preface with that part here that like, if you're not taking the time to look at your client profitability, then honestly, you're just going to be stuck in this really vicious cycle. So this is really what this episode is all about. So first of all, when we're talking about analyzing your profitability, and when I say profitability, I'm referencing in this podcast episode, your profitability per client. This is not the overall profitability of the company. That's a different conversation for a different day. So one thing that I really recommend is checking in on your client profitability at some sort of frequency. And so this frequency is totally up to you, but for us, we do it on a monthly basis. And I'm also going to recommend this to you to do this on a monthly basis. And the reason why is because in the accounting space, we have a 30-day full cycle. And so because there's a full 30-day cycle, you want to make sure that you're capturing that data on that monthly basis if you can. And so for us, what that looks like is we do this on a spreadsheet every single month. So I believe it's at the beginning of each month, we go in and pull the time tracking data and then also all the information from QBO that we've set up to be able to easily calculate that information for us. And we just take that information and add it to a spreadsheet. And essentially, this spreadsheet has each and every client listed out. And then on the left-hand side, it also has what bookkeeper we also is in charge of that client, and also what account manager is in charge of that client, just so we can see how much time each of those spent on them and then who's like in charge of that client, if that makes sense. So essentially in that spreadsheet, we're putting the client's name and then each of the months of the year. And then we're essentially pulling a report from QBO that will tell us what the profitability is per client. And so we just plug that information in and it's a percentage. And we could see our average percentage of profitability per client, because every month is different. Sometimes, you know, our team has to work a little bit more than usual per quarter. I don't know. I'm just making up random things, but maybe per quarter we have to do some like advanced journal entries. So it might influx our time, but we want to see the average profitability per client. So we do that every single month at the beginning of the month, but we're pulling that data from several different places. So I want to kind of take a step back for a second. Before you can have these types of resources, you need to understand how to calculate the profitability per client. So really the profitability per client is going to be taking the amount that you charge the client minus the software cost and minus the direct cost for labor. So anybody that you're hiring to do the work, if you are a solo business owner, do not include your own like rate. I'm doing bunny ears, but you can't see it. You can't even hear it either. But like I'm doing these bunny ears because your rate doesn't count. Like, I know that sounds really crazy and a lot of people might differ with me, and that's totally okay. Just do what feels good for you. But in my mind, you can control how much you're paid by how much money your company has. You can't really control that with your team member that you've hired on, that you've contracted with to say that they are going to get paid X number of hours. And so what we do is we take the client's fee minus cost of software and then minus the cost of labor. And that brings us to the full total of how much we're profiting per client in the dollar amount. So let's just give a really easy example because I am so terrible at math. It's really sad. I love calculators. So let's just say that you're charging your client $100. Let's just keep it really short, sweet, to the point. So you're charging your client every single month $100 for their fee. But let's just say that you spend $10 on software and then you spend an additional $10, which would be so cheap, on your cost of labor. So that would be anybody working on the books directly related to that client. So that means that overall you're profiting $80 for that client. And so from there, you can also even see like what's your percentage of profitability and whatnot. But I'm not going to go through that calculation right at this moment because I really want to stay focused on the overall profitability here. So the reason why we do this is because a lot of the times, all of you listening here, we do sometimes pay for QBO. Maybe you pay for things like Keeper or Zenex, any of those softwares in order to deliver on the service to support your client. You're going to want to keep in mind, you're not going to want to calculate in your cost of software per client, like things like Google Drive. Like you're not going to want to like cost in things like Asana because that's not directly related to delivering on the service. We're only talking about the direct software. So for example, if you serve e-commerce business owners, just like we do at my firm, then you might want to consider the fee that you pay for A2X. You also might want to consider the fee for QBO. For me, it's Zenex. And so we're going in a HubDoc. Sometimes we cover the cost of HubDoc for our clients. So we want to calculate all the different tech that we're paying for in direct correlation to delivering on the service. And then we also look at what account managers and bookkeepers are spending their time on that client's books. And the way that we're able to calculate that information is it's really straightforward. We use a time tracking system, and the time tracking system that we use is Clockify. And so even if like you don't have a team, I still recommend that you follow this process because it's very eye-opening. So Clockify is essentially this free like time tracking system, and it connects with our Asana, which is really great, which is my project management system. I do know it connects with ClickUp as well. I don't know about the other softwares and systems, but if you use something like Keeper, then you can use their time tracker in there as long as they have the ability to tag things and note what client it was in relation to. So every time you're doing work for your clients, I really recommend that you time track those tasks. At least do this for 30 days just to see. If you don't feel like time tracking all the time, that's okay. But maybe every quarter you do it for 30 days just to kind of see the overall profitability per client. So essentially you're tracking your time. Every time you're doing work for a specific client, you're just going to tag it. Like in Clockify, we have the ability to tag. So we tag that time entry with the client's name. And so we actually set up each of our team members' billable rates inside of Clockify, which is really cool. So at the end of each month when we're doing this calculation or how often we do this, we could just go in there and just pull the data and pull the information, and Clockify will calculate for us the billable rate for that client that they worked on, which is really cool. So you want to be tracking your time if you are solo. So if you're someone who's like, I want to still know if I'm profitable per client and you want to hire somebody, like I said, your rate really doesn't count. So what I would recommend is that if you do want to hire someone, I would still track your time. And then what you would do is for your cost of labor for per client, you would take how much time you spent on it. So let's just say you spent 10 hours on that client. And then times that by the rate that you would potentially hire someone for. So let's just say that you would hire a bookkeeper for $20 an hour. So that would mean that if you spent 10 hours at $20 an hour on the client's books, it would cost you to pay someone $200 just to do the books for that specific client. And so the reason why I say doing that is because if you are solo and you're dreaming of hiring someone, but you don't know, you know, where to start, and you don't know if you can afford them, and you don't know if you're actually pricing your clients correctly to be able to afford the long-term team, this is a great way to do that. So take your hours times that by the rate that you would hire someone for to see and do that calculation of cost per client to see what the overall profitability is. This is really eye-opening for a lot of people who join like our free boot camps and our free sessions or even in my programs where they're like, Alyssa, I want to hire a team, but like right now my profitability is really high because it's just me because my time doesn't count or my money doesn't count that I, you know, work for the client. And I always tell them like, then just change the rate to be the rate that you would charge pay a bookkeeper. So it's really that straightforward. So what you're going to do, like I mentioned before, is choose your frequency of how often you're going to be tracking your client profitability. Like I said, we have a spreadsheet that we do monthly. Use your time tracking to be able to tell you what your direct cost is per client for each team member's time that they spend on each client. If your time tracking system does not calculate the billable rate per team member, then that's okay. Just take the amount of hours that each team member spends each client and times that by their rate. The calculation is really that simple. And then what you want to do is I want you to make a list of all the different tech and software that you pay in direct correlation to delivering on that service. So now you should know the overall software cost, the overall labor for them, and then that way you could calculate out your overall profitability. And then what I would recommend that you do and how we have it set up is that we set up our QuickBooks Online account for our firm to essentially gather all this information and gather all this documentation to be able to spit out the profit margin per client inside of QBO in these reports for us. And so I definitely had a lot of support from Brooke Swan on this one because she kind of had the system already nailed down. So huge shout out to Brooke Swan. So essentially what we do is every time we pay our team members, because we use Gusto, every time we pay our team members, we actually extract the report from Clockify that tells us how much time each team member spent per client, and then also look at how much we actually paid each of the team members. And we do like an advanced journal entry inside of QBO where essentially the journal entry is taking the salary and wages and it's offsetting it to like add tags and classify it to the client's name. And so each team member is classified and each dollar amount essentially is classified to the right client. And this is really helpful for us because at the end of the day, what it will do for us is it will tell us each pay period how much money went towards an allocation of each client, which is really cool. And it's just super helpful data. And then the other thing that we do as well is that we create journal entries inside of QBO for the software. And so for each month, we have a recurring journal entry inside of QBO that doesn't automatically recur. We have to actually like fire it off, but at least it's set up for us that essentially calculates out all the different software. Because if we add on a new client in our onboarding, we make sure that we have a task that says if we're paying for certain software to make sure to add that client software to our journal entry inside of QBO. So that way every month when we run those reports and we actually use those journal entries, when the fee from, let's just use an example, from QBO comes in for the fees that we pay to QBO for our clients, we'll go in and like adjust the journal entry to reflect the amount of money that we are spending per client, per software. And same thing, we classify it to each of the clients. I'm sorry, we don't classify it. I should probably take a step back. We don't classify it. We actually use classes as the type of service that we're offering. We use the feature client inside of QBO. So sorry if I confuse you there. And so essentially what we do is every time that we're onboarding a new client, we're adding that client to our journal entry with the software that we know that we're going to automatically pay for them. So we have separate journal entries for A2X, separate one for HubDoc, separate one for QBO, and a separate one for ZenX, because those are typically the softwares that we're usually covering the expense for our clients. If you don't cover software for your clients, then just ignore all of this. So anyways, what we do is when those fees come in from those companies charging us for our monthly bill, we're just then creating that journal entry to like take all of the fees and allocate it to the correct client. So that way it attaches to the correct client inside of QBO. And what this does is by the time that we run like a P&L every single month to be able to put our data into that monthly spreadsheet I talked about, when we do this, by the time that we get to that aspect of things, we could pull like an easy P&L that like breaks it down per client and it'll actually show us the profitability percentage. And so that's the percentage that we're using and putting inside of our monthly spreadsheet that will help us average out. And so the reason why I bring this up, and I know that sounds very complex, but once you get this running and you get it set up, it seriously works like a charm and you really don't ever have to like worry about it. But I really want you to give yourself an idea of what profitability you want to reach per client. And I always recommend that you make this percentage a little bit high, because remember, we're also not considering all the other tech that we have to use, all the other things that we have to pay for, that assistant, all the different things that we have to pay for that are outside of the direct cost delivering on the service. And so for us, we are aiming for a 65% to a 75% profit margin per client. And so determine whatever that amount is. And so on our spreadsheet every single month, when we're putting in the data of like the percentage that's coming from our books, that's telling us, you know, the profitability per client, we actually can see, are we actually hitting our goal? And are we outside of that goal? Are we below the goal? And then if we're below the goal, that's when we're having a conversation with the team members to see why are things taking so long, or maybe we're just not pricing correctly. And so when you have this data, this black and white information, it makes it way easier for you to then make decisions to increase your clients' rates, and you don't feel guilty. And I think a lot of people just blindly going into these price increases with their clients, and they feel bad, they feel guilty, they feel like they're doing something wrong. And like the reason why you feel like you're doing something wrong is because you don't have data to back it up. Black and white data will make you so much more or less emotional. And I know this from experience. If you can see that you are actually losing money on your clients, I can't tell you how many times we've had our students do this in breakthrough where they're like looking at the direct cost of each client and they see that they're really losing money. you'll be surprised how quick and easy it is for them to actually make that price increase, because now they have black and white data. It's pretty straightforward, and all they have to do is increase the rates for the clients. And so my recommendation is to just take the time to determine the frequency that you want to track this client profitability, do the internal work to be able to get that data, which is through time tracking, tagging each of your entries with the client's tag for each task that they're performing. Take their billable rate, add it to a journal entry to offset what you're actually paying them. So that way it's like tagging it per client, and then setting up your journal entries for each of your softwares as well. And this will help you to produce a P&L by client that will help to give you the profit percentage that you can use in your calculation. So it's honestly super eye-opening. Like, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, oh my God, maybe we need to increase our rates and whatnot. Hey, listener, just wanted to quickly interrupt this episode today to ask you, have you been trying to find a better solution to actually taking payments from your clients? Then boy, do I have a solution for you. One of my absolute favorite pieces of tech is Pluto. Pluto is such a game changer in your business. It really helps you to allow you to be able to take payments easily from your clients through ACH. They also take credit card as well, but they have so many different options. One of the big perks to using something like Pluto over something like QBO and all the other options that we have out there for invoicing is because it is way more cost effective, and it has saved me thousands of dollars on those fees that we get taken out for invoicing our clients. So we no longer use QuickBooks Online in order to invoice our own clients. We now have migrated over to Pluto. And if you want to learn more about Pluto and check it out, it is amazing. They make such a seamless process for our clients to be able to add the ACH information, to ask them to authorize us to be able to take the automatic payment every single month, and saves us a ton of money in fees. You're just going to go to workflowqueen.com/Pluto. That's workflowqueen.com/Pluto to learn more. So setting up your books to track this data is really, really key. If you've never done this before and this sounds very overwhelming, I think this is what is going to help you with your clients as well, is if you could figure this out for yourself with how to set up, you know, tracking your own clients' profitability, imagine the services that you can offer for your clients. So imagine what you could do for your clients to say, hey, you know what? Let's do an analysis of your profitability per clients as well. Here's what I'm going to need you to do, and here's what I'm going to do on the back end so that we can get that data. We do that as a service at my firm, is we do program, offer, and also service, and down to the depth of the client profitability. And sometimes we only do them on one-off occasions when the client just like really needs to know if they're actually profitable. So we could do one-time calculations or consistent calculations. And so this could be something that you can add on as a service as well. If you have any like follow-up questions to this, please feel free to like Instagram me at WorkflowQueen or shoot me an email, support@workflowqueen.com. I know that was like a lot of data tech specific things. If you are a breakthrough student listening here, if you have any follow-up questions, feel free to bring them to a coaching call. Feel free to bring them to the Facebook group. Our team will help you. Brooke Swan is also one of the coaches, and she's more than happy to walk you through this process down to a T. Any of our breakthrough students get full access to have us support you in this capacity as much as we possibly can. So let's talk through increasing your rate. So depending on what data you find when you actually do the calculation of profitability for a client is going to determine whether you need to increase or not. You also might find that maybe you need to decrease your rates. Maybe you're charging your client too much. Like I said, if you are solo, then your percent, your profit margin per client is going to be way higher than everyone else. Like, I do have a team, so like I literally have to pay for my team is what I'm about to say. I have to pay for my team. And so like, unfortunately, my profit margin is going to be lower than someone who doesn't have a team. And like I said, if you dream of a team, then I would calculate your hours times the billable rate that you would pay them to see if you'd actually be losing money, and your profit margin would change per client. And so I would take the time to determine if you do need to make that increase. There's a really great resource by Melissa Honan. She has Increasing Your Price, some sort of like resource. I always forget the name of it. I will drop the link below this video. And it's really just all about how to price increase your clients. And she talks through some things around how often you should be doing this. And she also gives you like a resource on how to actually do this. So I'm going to highly recommend that. And that's Melissa Honan. And I will drop that information below because I totally forgot what the name of her program is. So I apologize, Melissa, if you're listening. So now we're going to move on to creating more efficiency to reduce the time. So if you find that your team members are taking a lot of time to complete the work, making your profit margin lower, then maybe you want to consider what are the things that you can do with each team member in correlation to that client to make things faster and make things more efficient. So I'm going to try to give you the best example possible for this. But for me, we work with e-commerce brands. And so a lot of these different e-commerce platforms, so like Wix, Shopify, like Square, all these different platforms that our clients are using really don't give us the best information, very straightforward. If you have an e-commerce niche, and then you know what I'm saying. And so we determined that like the easiest way that we could cut our time down on when we were actually put, because we would do like monthly journal entries for the sales. So we create clearing accounts and the clearing accounts for like Wix, clearing accounts for Afterpay, all the different applications. But essentially what we do is for the journal entries, we would do just one massive journal entry, moving money from the clearing account and then putting it to actual sales, right? And so I swear to you, all these platforms do not make it easy to get the right reporting. Sometimes you have to go to four different places just to get the reporting to be able to put onto the books. And so we determined that it would be best for us to take the time, which it did take us a while to be able to calculate all these things. It took us some time to create these custom calculators that we have that are customized per like platform. So per Shopify, Afterpay, Wix, Square, all the different platforms that our clients use. And so we create these custom calculators because each one's calculating different things because the reporting's different in each of these different payment processing systems. And so the reason I'm saying this is because we were able to create these calculators that literally cut our time down by 75% per time that our team member does those journal entries. And then we also use something called Write Tool. So if you haven't heard of Write Tool, it's freaking amazing. So we use Write Tool to be able to easily paste the journal entry that it calculates for us into QBO. Because of this, we were able to cut down so much of our time across all of our clients that we do e-commerce for that we actually have a higher profit margin. So this is what I'm trying to tell you is take a step back and say, how can we improve the efficiency to get things done faster? And sometimes this means collaboration with your team, having those tough conversations of like, hey guys, let's talk about the operations. Like, what do you do that like you dread? Are there ways that you can create better and more comprehensive trainings for your teams on setting up rules inside of QuickBooks Online? Because rules seriously make you so much faster. And so my recommendation is take the time to ask the hard questions for your team, or you do the work as well to see what are the hiccups, where can we make it faster, and what ways can we make those resources. Another great example is things like if you don't have a project management system and you're doing everything by memory and you're emailing each of your team members all those tasks, then maybe it's time to get you set up in a project management system. It won't have a direct correlation per se to like the overall efficiency per client, but it will have an overall efficiency for the whole entire company, which could bleed into each of your clients as well. And so just taking a step back and looking at the hard things in the business and saying, what can we do to make things easier? Maybe there's a team member who needs additional training, who takes a lot of time completing specific clients' work. So instead of being mad and frustrated about it and just firing them, what are some resources and things that maybe you could pre-record or things that you can do to help your team members? So this information is not there to just sit on a spreadsheet and tell you to gloat the profit margin per client. It's really meant to help you analyze the business and really break these things down. And so I really recommend that if you are like listening to this episode and this is something that you've been putting off for a very long time, you've been super busy. We just got done with 1099 season and we're all in cleanup season. Like, I totally get it. But like, it's seriously such a game changer when you can like walk into a sales meeting knowing that like you cannot afford to charge people no less than X, because it will seriously make you go broke. I swear to you, you have way more confidence when you're landing a sale when you know you can't afford to have it anything less than that. And I promise you, it works like a charm. And so if you're listening and you want some more support with your offers and you're really trying to scale the business and you really want to get to that next level by hiring the right team members or expanding your team if you currently have one, that will help you to be remove yourself from the day-to-day work so that you could focus on other things in your life or maybe even building something different and focusing your attention somewhere else, and maybe you're just burnt out by being in the weeds, then I'm going to highly recommend checking out my group coaching program. It is called Breakthrough for Bookkeepers and Accountants, and this is meant for bookkeeping firms that aren't at the newbie stage, so you must at least have some clients under your belt and have experienced issues within your business to be able to take into Breakthrough, so that way we could support you with it. And you must also have some sort of a project management system in place. It does not have to be the project management system I teach, which is Asana. It could totally be any sort of system. We just can't take people with pen and paper. If you only use pen and paper and you check off every other box, have a conversation with me, because we have a program called Kickoff with Asana where we actually give you all the methodologies and everything that you need to know to set up Asana, and also all the templates that you need to run your whole entire firm. But my recommendation is that if you're at that scaling phase and that you really want to expand and grow, we have a whole entire module dedicated to just offers, which is all about pricing for long-term growth, reevaluating your profit margin, really stepping into restructuring your packages and what that should look like, analyzing each of your clients to see if you're actually happy, how to let them go, how to price increase. I know I mentioned that Melissa has a price increasing asset, but we also include that for our breakthrough students, any of those price increase emails, any of the assets, we even include trackers. So if you're at that stage in business and that's only one portion of breakthrough, all other parts cover the internal, external systems, everything beyond, down to mindset, removability, and hiring your team members. And so if that's something that it just gets you excited and you want to have a conversation about, feel free to book a consult with me. I will be super direct with you. I do this all the time with people where I get on these consults about breakthrough and I let them know immediately whether they're a good fit or not. And then also if you're not a good fit, what you need to do in order to get ready for breakthrough. Because sometimes people come on and they haven't started their business yet. And unfortunately, breakthrough's not for you. We really need people who have experienced those issues in business where they're starting to hit a wall and they really want to break through. That's the intention of the name of the program. So I'll drop a link below where you can go to workflowqueen.com/consult-call and book a call with me. I'm more than happy to chat with you. And I will be extremely transparent. But if you really want to implement a lot of what we talked about today, then Breakthrough is definitely the program for you. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Go back, re-listen to it if you need to. If you have any follow-up questions, feel free to reach out to me. Like I said, if you're a Breakthrough student and you're listening to this and you want to go deep dive into this information and what this actually looks like, feel free to come bring it to a coaching call, come bring it into the Facebook group. And I'm more than happy to share with you the journal entry, everything that I have put in place as well. And I'm sure that Brooke can also talk on that as well as a coach inside of Breakthrough too. So yeah, I hope this helped everybody out and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of our Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang, the founder and owner of Workflow Queen. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes and share this episode with a fellow bookkeeper or an accountant on social media, and also tag me on Instagram at Workflow Queen. The more that we work together to get this out in front of other people, the better I can help to serve this industry to create more solid systems and processes. Now, go take what you learned from today's episode and apply it into your practice so you can finally give yourself the brain space and freedom that you deserve. I can't wait to see you unfold throughout your journey, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode. See you next time.